He's quite competitive, and I think that will fuel him a little bit for sure. But also, it's not a surprise, as I said before. He knows that's what teams try to do against him, and they think that's where they can beat him in that area. So, he's fit thought he'd do that. But if we're putting good pressure on around the ball, getting the ball going our way, well, you're not running forward. So he's aware of that. But I think certainly he'll be keen to get out tomorrow and compete. And I suppose we'll see what the end result is.
Little piece of West Coast Eagles star Shannon Hearn expects Nick Natanui to use it as motivation. That's the accidental tweet that was sent out by Riley O'Brien. Rory Laird's been good enough to join us. And by the way, we give the Adelaide Crows a whack when they don't put people up to answer to what's been happening in their world when they go a little internal. And let's give them some praise for getting on the front foot and talking about what's going on at the moment. 0-5 start, big game this week in Riley O'Brien's tweet, and they've been good enough to allow Rory Laird to join us for a few minutes. So thanks to you, Rory. I appreciate you being prepared to jump on the phone. Thanks for your time.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pretty big situation for you guys. I just had Terry Wallace on talking about the senior players at the Crows. They need to step up. I know it's a hard one when you've got so many, newish guys. I know Shane McAdam's a 25-year-old, but he's only fresh into the game, two games. You've got Ned McHenry as a first-year player. You've got Will Hamill, who looks pretty good, but he's a first-year player as well. But Chase Jones has been there a couple of seasons, and McAsee's back in this week, and now you look like having Andrew McPherson as a debutant. So Terry's probably right. It does take the senior players to pick this one up.
Yeah, you're spot on, mate. Obviously, a very disappointing start to the season. I think we, made inroads last week, though, with, how we were playing, especially around the ball. I thought our contested possession and, the key factors that go into our game, they're all in the positive last week. It was obviously just a letdown in front of goals that sort of, cost us the game. If we kick straight or, marginally straight, we're probably a bit closer in front of the, pivotal point in the game. So, on your point of the senior players, yeah, we, we're budding a lot of young players and a lot of players that are inexperienced, and it's up to the senior players to make sure they're doing their role and talking to the younger players and making sure they're okay and getting us all on the same page. So as you said, it's a work in progress, and it's up to everyone to be accountable.
You have kept the other teams to a score that is a beatable score. Fremantle 8 goals last week, Brisbane 10 goals the week before, but you're not kicking big numbers yourselves. In fact, you're averaging 5 goals a game only in the last 4 games since lockdown.
Yeah, that was probably the thing last week, as I just touched on, scoreboard pressure is, a big thing, and there's a lot of work that goes into, scoring goals, and especially for us, if we're not kicking many, and, we gave ourselves some opportunities the last, week or two to actually go in there and score, just to not finish the work, can take a bit of a toll and, get a bit frustrating. So it's definitely an area that especially the forwards have been working on, especially this week too. So it's a matter of actually getting it in there too. We've had a couple of games where we spent a lot of time, backwards of centre and, fighting to get the ball forward. And, with the game how it is at the moment, teams are very good defensively. And, it's hard to actually get the ball in there. And, if you don't take your chances, it's pretty hard in their shortened quarters to sort of catch up.
And they're going pretty well, the West Coast. You've probably had a good look at what they played like last week. They looked brilliant last week.
Yeah, well, they're a very quality outfit. They've obviously been, super consistent the last couple of years. A very experienced team with, super amounts of talent. So, especially with some of their additions they had the last year or two and their players that they're getting in. So, it's a tough ask. And, I think we go over there, playing probably our best game last week. As I said, we didn't get the result, but, we have to make sure we're completely switched on and, against the quality side that, West Coast, put out last week and what they've been known to do the last couple of years.
So what happened with Riley O'Brien? Rory?
Well, to be honest, I don't really know. I was sort of at training yesterday and, he obviously, was doing some preparation in terms of, what he does every week. He's very diligent with that, but he he reckons a phone malfunction, and you know, he sort of saw with his apology that somehow, I'm not sure how it happens, but it did. And you know, in the age of the world that it was up for 1 minute, and everyone's got a screenshot, and it's gone out there pretty quick. So I think he's pretty, you know, he's a bit embarrassed by it, and you know, he's obviously apologetic towards it because you know, Nick Nat's, you know, a superstar player. But you know, I think every player sort of prepares, you know, for who they're going to play on, whether it's, you know, the mids, and they look for their, you know, where they can expose them and when they can, you know, look at their strengths and weaknesses. So just happened to be somehow, some way put on social media. And unfortunately, you know, Nick Nat's probably read it and heard about it, and, you know, he's probably going to come out and, you know, take it up to Big Rob. But I think Rob knows that as well. So, you know, it'll be an interesting clash.
So did that language get used in the forward scout meeting? Is that how it ended up and Riley just wrote it down on his phone, or was that his own language and it didn't get raised in the meeting at all by the Crows?
No, I think that's just Riley in his preparation. So, you know, as I said, each player, you know, whether it's us down back, you know, working on the forward, you save our strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, as Rob said in his, he tries to, you know, pump himself up with it. So, just as I said, somehow it's gotten into the Twitterverse and the Twitter space, and you know how quickly it gets on, you know, throughout the public and all the media outlets, and you know, straight away. So, you know, probably not great timing, but you know, you have to first of all buy a new phone, and secondly, maybe write on a piece of pen and paper or something different.
So he regrets obviously it being out there, but was it true? Do you think Nick Nat is unfit? Do you think that is that the general thought in the footy world that he doesn't work hard enough and you can exploit it?
Look, I think that, you know, if you look at Nick Nat, he's a, you know, obviously a superstar, and I think it's just more Rob trying to find a way that he can sort of negate how, you know, influential he can be on a game, and you know, certain things he can do that can, you know, obviously Rob's a great runner, so it might be, you know, his focus for the week is that, because you know, it's pretty hard to be able to, you know, fairly compete with Nick Nat when he's jumping as he does, and how he gets around the ground in terms of his quickness and his pace at ground level. So as I said before, and as Rob touched on, I reckon it's more just him sort of working out what he can do to try and, you know, even out the battle if he's, you know, Nick Nat's getting on top of Rob, or you know, Rob can sort of get him in some different areas. So I'd certainly will be interesting to watch.
Turner to Rory Laird, Adelaide defender. I know, we know footy clubs are, everyone's tight. Could this actually be something that gets you guys together? I mean, you just put the asset on. You're now going to, you know, there's going to be a response from them. It's a chance for you guys to do something, even though it's something you didn't expect to have to do. But you can actually now gather together as a group, a unit, and you know, use this as a bit yourself.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think they'll, obviously, and I think that as well, you know, I think any player that sort of, you know, hears something like that, or, you know, uses it as motivation. But, you know, I think Rob's expecting it, and I think sort of we are as well. So, you know, we obviously always going to stick up for your teammates and all that. So, as I said, it'd be interesting to see sort of what goes on, and if, you know, there's a bit of, you know, it always is on a football field, a bit of, you know, verbal talk, and, you know, it's a matter of actually going out there and actioning what he wants to do and what we want to do as a team as well. So, yeah, I can sort of see where you're coming from with that.
So give me your notes when you're on Eddie Betts. You got some notes for me?
Yeah, I sort of switched with Luke Brown. Let him take Eddie and I'll go somewhere else. That's pretty much what I do if I was playing on Eddie.
Hey, yeah, before I let you go, what's hub like life like for you? Hub life is sort of difficult for some, not so hard for others. How are you coping?
Yeah, so we spent 16 days. I think that was, you know, probably enough for us. I feel for some of the guys that sort of got there and don't really know a set time. I think the uncertainty of the whole thing can be a bit uncomfortable at times, but, you know, with the big clubs up there now. But there's a lot of pros and cons. You know, the pros are, you know, there's, you know, your food's cooked for you, you get your laundry done. You sort of up, we're up on the Goldie, so it was, you know, 25 and sunny, you know, to go down to the beach. So it's more just the home life, you're sort of your family, now that we can see immediate family, and just the fact you're sort of in a hotel room, and you know, it's footy, like you get your relationship building, you spend a lot of time together, but you find that most guys eventually, you know, need a bit of their own time and a bit of a switch off from footy as well. So when you're up there, you're always together and it's always training, always footy. So I think a few guys are pretty keen to get back, and especially the guys with kids as well. They wanted to get back and, you know, obviously see their family and their wives and partners and the little ones. So, yeah, it was good. It was good, though. I thought it was overall, it was fine.
And a couple of quick ones. You expecting a mid-season week off?
Well, rumours are, yeah, but then they've come out and sort of said they're trying to condense the schedule and get all the games in, so I'm not really sure which way they're going to go with that. So
I reckon they might do both, Rory. I reckon they might condense it down so you play, you know, 5 games in 4 weeks, and then that allows you to have that fifth week off as opposed to playing that fifth game in the fifth week.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think that would be, you know, probably good for the longevity of the season, you know, even though it's not, as per se, a longer season. I think for some of the players, especially some of the, you know, the more seasoned players and, you know, your star players, they wouldn't mind having a week off, especially, you know, big mids that sort of have to play inside a lot and it's sort of contested ball. I think they'll sort of look at that as they go along, though.
Great to have a chat to you. I'm looking forward to broadcasting your game, and let's hope there's a little bit of spice in it now, Rory, that wasn't necessarily going to be there before. Can't wait to see it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Rory Laird, Adelaide Star.